My dear friends in Christ, you know that these past several weeks have been fairly full in the calendar of the church with many inspiring saints and feast days that we've celebrated. Recently having celebrated the feast of St. Philomena, St. John Vianney, St. Dominic, Our Lady of the Snow, St. Alphonsus Liguori, St. Ignatius of Loyola, etc. And these saints are presented to us by the Church as a means of being an inspiration to us, as a means of being inspired and encouraged by their example that they have set. Now, in regards to this, I wanted to today speak in the sermon on the importance of doing spiritual reading. And the fact of the matter is that when we do spiritual reading, we know that we are inspired and we are filled with good thoughts. Now, St. Alphonsus Liguori, one of the saints that we recently celebrated, one of the feast days that we recently celebrated, he says that without good books and spiritual reading, it is morally impossible for us to save our souls. So he makes it very, very clear how very important and necessary spiritual reading is for us and for our souls. Now, St. Bernard says that spiritual reading and prayer are the means by which hell is conquered and paradise won. And St. Jerome says that when we pray, we speak to God, but when we read, God speaks to us. So one of the things that we want to strive to incorporate into our spiritual exercises, into our day-to-day lives, not only should we be saying our prayers every day, our rosaries, our morning and night prayers, but we should also be striving to incorporate a little bit of spiritual reading every day, because of the fact that, as St. Alphonsus Liguori says, it would be morally impossible for us to save our souls without spiritual reading. So when we think about the lives of the saints, there are a couple of saints in particular that come to mind when it comes to how spiritual reading played an important part in either their conversion or their dedication of their lives to Almighty God. Think of St. Ignatius of Loyola, celebrated his feast day July 31st. But St. Ignatius of Loyola, we know, founded the Jesuit order. He was the founder of the Jesuit order and did many great things for the church and for Almighty God through means of his order. But before he had started his order, we know that Ignatius of Loyola was a soldier, and he was not living a very good life. He was not living a God-centered life, as is with most, or with a lot of soldiers, that he was given to drinking and gambling, and to not paying heed much to his duties towards God. But we know that in one particular battle, he was injured, severely injured by a cannonball that ended up shattering his leg. And so it is that Ignatius of Loyola was laid up in a hospital for many, many months, as he had a very long recovery ahead of him on account of the wound that he had received. And in his boredom, while he was there in the hospital recovering, he picked up a book that was on the bedstand next to him. And it happened to be a book on the lives of the saints. And he picked it up and he began to read it. And he was so enthralled and so taken up by what he was reading that he essentially, quote unquote, as you can say, devoured the book. He just read straight through. But it is said that at the end of having read the lives of the saints, that he exclaimed, "If Dominic can do it, so can I. If Francis can do it, so can I." And it was then and there that Ignatius of Loyola made up his mind to dedicate the rest of his life to the service of Almighty God. So we see how very important that spiritual reading book was in the conversion of Ignatius of Loyola. Now we think of St. Augustine, the great bishop of Hippo, the doctor of the church, and we know that before his conversion, Augustine was living a very wayward life, a very sinful life. He had a child out of wedlock. He was obviously not living a life that was pleasing to God. But one day, Augustine heard a voice saying, tole lege, which means take and read. And he happened to have on nearby a Bible. And so it is that he opened up the scriptures And just at random, and he happened to open into one of the epistles of St. Paul. And this was specifically the epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 13. But in that chapter and verse, Augustine read, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in debauchery and impurities, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ." And it is said that this particular chapter and verse struck his heart, and then and there he realized the emptiness of his life, and he decided to change his ways and give his life to Almighty God. And from living a sinful life, he led a very holy and very pleasing life in the sight of Almighty God. So in these two saints in particular, we see how very important spiritual reading was, or how these spiritual books played a part in their conversion. Now, when it comes to spiritual reading, there are three different categories. There is what is known as lectio divina. There is the second category would be doctrinal works, and the third would be lives of the saints. Now, lectio divina, what that is divine reading. And the specific focus of lectio divina would be the reading of Holy Scripture, obviously, the Word of God. And with the Scriptures, what we should especially be focusing with is the reading of the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, we find the teachings and the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's no better school of solid piety for us than to read and imitate our divine model. But this is something that Protestants obviously throw up against Catholics. They say, "You Catholics don't care for the Bible. You guys don't even read the Scriptures or the Bible." And that should be far from the truth. We know how in the sacrifice of the Mass, the Scriptures are very much integrated into the sacrifice of the Mass. The different readings, the introit, the gradual, the epistle of the Gospel, those are all taken from Holy Scripture. And so it plays a huge part in our act of worship and adoration of Almighty God, the Scriptures do. And so when Protestants throw that out at us, we have a good response to that. And we should definitely be reading from the Scriptures because, like I said, that is where we find the example and the teachings of Christ. Now, the second category are doctrinal works, and that can be on a particular topic in regards to the spiritual life. It can be humility of heart. It can be on the virtue of charity. It can be specifically, like I said, the spiritual life. And now, in this regards, we should ask the help of our spiritual director or our confessor or a priest if we are looking for a particular book in this category, because there are different books that are suited for different states of life, for different vocations, for different states of soul, for different stages in the spiritual life. So I would say, for example, if a beginner were to pick up one of the ascetical works of St. John of the Cross or St. Teresa of Avila, their books are very lofty mystical theology, and for a beginner that might go right over their head and would not be very advantageous to someone who, like I said, is in the beginning stages of the spiritual life. So that is where it would be very helpful to ask, like I said, a priest or a confessor, a book, if you're looking for one in this area, that would be best suited to your state of life and your state of soul. The third category is lives of the saints. And in this regard, there are obviously many books on the lives of the saints out there. And different authors, different styles, different methods of writing. And that is where, with lives of the saints, you want to pick a book that is going to be an inspiration to you, that's going to be encouraging to you. Because what you're not going to gain much if you start reading a book and it's just super dry, it's even a penance just to try to get through the book, and you're not going to get much out of that. So that's where, if that's the case, there's nothing wrong if you've tried reading a couple chapters and you're just like, this isn't speaking to me. There's nothing wrong with just closing that book, putting it off, and picking a different book. And pick a book, like I said, that's going to encourage you, that's going to inspire you. Like I said, there are lots of different authors and different styles of writing. Pick one that's going to be, like I said, inspiring to you. And there's nothing wrong with that, because obviously everyone has different tastes. And like I said, picking something that's going to be an inspiration to you. So lastly, I just wanted to give a few recommendations that St. Afonso Liguori gives when it comes to spiritual reading. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, that St. Jerome says that when we pray, we speak to God, but when we read, God speaks to us. So we should definitely ask before we begin our spiritual reading that we be open to listening to God. And I would recommend, or St. Afonso Liguori recommends, the prayer of Samuel. In the Old Testament, we read how he said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And that should be our same disposition. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So through the spiritual reading, God will be speaking to us. And we should open our hearts to the voice of God, who will speak to us through means of that spiritual reading. The second recommendation that he gives is that we have the purpose in our spiritual reading to have a sincere desire to sanctify ourselves, to grow in love of God, to grow in holiness. And that is something that should be the purpose of our spiritual reading, that sincere desire to sanctify ourselves. The third recommendation that he says, or that he gives, is to read slowly and with attention. Now, if you're reading a book that is captivating, that really is interesting, there's nothing wrong with, and we should, if we find a thought that it really stands out to us or really speaks to us, to stop the reading right there, to ponder a little bit upon that particular thought or that particular paragraph, to ponder and think about what we've read, to let it nourish our souls. And think about it when we eat. We know that we shouldn't starve our food down. We should chew our food properly, and so that we can, like I said, be well nourished by it. And that's the same with spiritual reading. We should not scarf the reading down, but we should strive to nourish our souls by chewing that reading up and pondering upon that well. So he says to read slowly and with attention. And if, like I said, something inspires us to raise up our minds and our hearts to God, whether it moves us to make a good resolution, whether it moves us to an act of love of God or a fervent prayer, just like I said, that's a good result of spiritual reading. And then lastly, he recommends that we try to take something away from the reading that we've done, that we select some sort of sentiment of devotion, some sort of thought that really stuck with us, to carry that with us in our hearts so that throughout the day we remind ourselves of that and we offer that up to Almighty God as a little flower from a garden. So these are some recommendations that St. Afonso Liguori gives. And he recommends that we do 10 to 15 minutes of spiritual reading every day. So when you think about it, how many of us may spend a lot of time on our phones, on the internet, on social media, or watching a movie, or whatnot? And what are 10 to 15 minutes a day that we set aside to nourish our souls through means of spiritual reading? It isn't much. So let us all here strive to make that effort to incorporate that into our spiritual exercises every day. Do that spiritual reading, whether it be reading from the scriptures, whether it be reading on the doctrinal words of the spiritual life, or reading on the lives of the saints. These are all, like I said, things that are very beneficial and very helpful for us spiritually. So on this Sunday, I wanted to throw these thoughts out. We think about how spiritual reading made a very good impression in the life of St. Ignatius, in the life of St. Augustine. And we know that spiritual reading can make that same change in our hearts and our souls. It can be, like I said, very beneficial for our spiritual lives. As St. Afonso Liguori says, without spiritual reading, it would be morally impossible to save our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.